Welcome to the PJO Insurance Brokerage Podcast. We cover different topics on business insurance in order to help you choose the appropriate coverage. We believe that being properly insured is just good business sense, and our experienced brokers will help design an insurance program specifically for your company's needs. At PJO Insurance Brokerage, we put our clients' needs first and foremost.
In this episode, we aim to enlighten you on the significance of directors and officers' liability insurance and its critical role within the complex terrain of today's business environment. First, let's begin by understanding the origins and history of directors and officers' liability insurance. To understand the history of directors and officers' insurance in California, one must go back more than 80 years to the period following the Great Depression, a challenging time for individuals and businesses alike. Congress, in 1933 and 1934, created laws that were designed to protect the investors. A direct result of these actions was that company officers and directors faced increased fiduciary responsibilities, ensuring compliance with the heightened liabilities imposed by these new regulations. With this new exposure concerning officers and directors, insurance started being offered for this type of risk. In this period of time, there was little litigation, and thus, demand for this type of insurance coverage was low. In the 1960s, the demand for directors' and officers' insurance coverage began to increase due to changes at the state levels, and companies other than Lloyd's of London started to offer this coverage. Now, with the stock market crash in 1987, things changed again. With a wave of claims hitting carriers, many of the top 10 D&O carriers got out of the market, leaving choices slim, and rates went up drastically, some as high as 200%. Now, just consider what has happened over the past 10-plus years. We have had the financial meltdown of 2007 and 2008, when at least one major financial institution went totally under, two major auto manufacturers declared bankruptcy, and banks wrote off hundreds of billions in bad real estate loans. With this financial upheaval, there were more lawsuits filed against companies than in the previous 50 years. With the way shareholders are currently taking a proactive role in what companies are doing, the smart and fiscal direction to take would be to have the proper directors and officers' liability insurance coverage in place. Now, let's delve into the depth of responsibilities and risks that directors and officers bear to more thoroughly comprehend the imperative need for this type of insurance coverage. Directors and officers are responsible for managing their companies, and in certain cases, could face significant personal liability. This includes costs related to settlements, judgments, defense and legal proceedings, and legal fees for these lawsuits, which can easily exceed six figures. Directors and officers of the company, while acting as fiduciaries, have a sworn duty to their shareholders to avoid all conflicts of interests and hold themselves accountable to a code of conduct that provides for care and diligence in the management of the company's affairs. Elected by the shareholders, company directors and officers have a fiduciary responsibility to manage the company with the shareholders' interests first. Directors are responsible for reviewing the company's business plans and goals, ensuring that the company's officers follow through on those objectives. In this type of setup, the role of the company directors would be to serve as a link between management and the company's shareholders. A brief example of the responsibilities a company director would have is to evaluate the management's performance, establish company procedures and policies, while overseeing the financial condition of the company. As you can see, the role of a company director or officer carries a very high level of responsibility, and another high priority should be the proper amount of insurance coverage. Next, we aim to explore the most frequent claims filed against directors and officers. One common claim that is brought against directors and officers is in the area concerning a breach of duties involving their loyalty to the corporations they are supposed to have and making sure the company's interests always come first. One might wonder how a director or officer could breach their responsibilities. A couple of examples would be if they revealed proprietary information or insider information to a person outside of the company, a loan approval given to one of the directors or an affiliate of theirs taken from the company's accounts at undermarket rates that are not available to others, and either ordering or receiving improper payments to gain an unfair advantage. One other area of concern would be those people who serve as directors and officers on boards of nonprofit organizations. Just like their for-profit company brethren, these nonprofit directors and officers must commit to protecting the organizations they serve, and because of their roles, they could also face criminal or civil liability for certain omissions or acts. One example of a claim that might be filed against a nonprofit director would be if that person were allegedly giving an authorization to attempt to influence the state legislature, that a passage of a bill could benefit the nonprofit organization, but at the same time could also put its tax-exempt status in jeopardy. Another example would be if a director pledged the nonprofit's assets to secure a loan for their business. It's important to remember that companies are consistently at risk of facing costly claims, and the situation for directors and officers is no different. Therefore, we strongly encourage you to shield your company's interests by securing directors' and officers' liability insurance coverage, ensuring the protection of your business's future. As most know, the individuals who serve as directors and officers on profit and nonprofit companies alike face a significant litigation exposure. When these claims and lawsuits are brought against them, they are both very time-consuming and, usually, are very expensive to defend. Having the proper directors' and officers' liability insurance in place will be a very wise and prudent course of action. At PJO Brokerage Insurance, we can help you understand your business coverage needs, customize a policy to suit your specific requirements, and provide ongoing support in case of claims or adjustments to your policy. To learn more about this type of business coverage, please contact PJO Insurance Brokerage to discuss your options. Call PJO Insurance Brokerage at 949-236-0971 or visit us online at pjobrokerage.com.
Thank you for listening to the PJO Insurance Brokerage podcast. Our brokers have over 60 years of combined insurance experience, and we are committed to perform at a level above the rest. If you would like to experience what it's like to work with business insurance professionals who are committed to superior customer service, please call PJO Insurance Brokerage to set up an appointment and review your company's specific insurance needs.